After having heard a lot about how Asian Americans were the victims of racist hate crimes and institutionalized racism, let's now turn to the massacre caused by a Korean American student at Virginia Tech on April 16, 2007. Let's have a look at what happened, who the killer was, and why he committed the crime. This will be followed by voices from the Korean American community that will show us, among others, what 125 years of institutionalized racism can do to an ethnic group. Here are Fabian Schäufele and Sebastian Schleich with their background story.
Today was another horrible day for the history of US colleges. A few years after the massacre at the Columbine High School, it was a shock for everybody when we heard that a 23-year-old Korean gunman killed 32 people and injured another 29 on the campus of Virginia Tech.
The first shots were fired at 7:15, as Cho killed two students in the West Emerald Johnson Hall, where nearly 900 students live. This was only a small part of the shooting. Cho moved to the Norris Hall, 600 meter away, and started to shoot again, after he had locked the doors with chains to avoid the escape of the other students. So he had enough time to kill the other 30 victims. As it was known, Cho sent a package with a DVD in it to a TV station, NBC, before he started his shooting. This DVD arrived at NBC in the middle of the shootings. We know that Cho said all he was going to do on Virginia Tech on this DVD. You can see how angry he was about the other students on Virginia Tech. His speech on his DVD is full of hatred.
Seung Cho, as he Americanized his name, came to the USA in 1992. He wasn't an American citizen, but he had a permanent authorization of residence. He was a 1.5 generation Korean American, what means he was born in Korea and came to the United States as a child. So he was torn between two worlds. He grew up in Washington, D.C. suburbs, where he had a rough childhood. He had to overcome linguistic, cultural, and generational barriers, which was almost impossible. So he was sullen, depressed, and became a fan of video shooting games and slowly got mentally ill.
Now the Korean-American community fears the racial backlash of other ethnic groups. Many Korean-Americans reacted to the massacre with feelings of sympathy, but also said that not all Korean-Americans react that way like Cho did it. Jongnam Kim, a Korea expert, for example, said, "One Korean in a foreign country doing something wrong hurts the image and pride of the Korean people. Smaller countries who want to be recognized by the world are very sensitive about their international image."
Now I hear that we are connected with the police chief, Jim Barrera. Chief, what can you say to the shootings?
Well, we can say that 32 students and teachers are dead. The murderer killed them with two semi-automatic handguns. They had no chance because he locked the doors and so he had enough time. When we arrived at the Norris Hall, he committed suicide.
Can you give him some information about how he tried to reach all his victims?
He just opened the doors to the classrooms and started to fire. Some students hid under their desks where they could see that Cho killed their classmates. They had very much luck that Cho didn't see them.
That was Chief Jim Bavera. Thank you.
A survey among German high school students showed that most were shocked by what happened. Nevertheless, there is a tendency to think positive because no one believed this could actually happen at their school. I, however, as an American exchange student, find it also very shocking that something like this would happen, although I'm not worried that it will happen again because I know it could happen at my school, but you can't live life in fear.